The Lord be with you.
And
with reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile." When he got home, away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, "Are even you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart but the stomach, passes out into the latrine?" Thus he declared all foods clean. But what comes out of the man, that is what defiles him. From within the man, from his heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within. They defile. The Gospel of the Lord. Start this morning with the two saints that we celebrate. Saint Jerome Emiliani was an Italian saint that basically helped orphans that we read in the first reading. The thought that occurred to me is this. Today, whether we like it or not, there are many single parent families. And we have to recognize that that's a reality. I like to speak in a positive vein about that. Single parent families can still raise their children to become great saints. And now you're looking at me with shock, but everything is possible with God. I repeat, single parent families who have, for some reason, they've had to separate, or maybe widows, or divorces, or there are tons of reasons why the separation came about. Every case is unique. Okay, it's still possible to form children that are saints. It's a greater challenge. It's a greater challenge. And I'll prove it to you. Once I prove it to you, you'll never forget the reasons they're given to you. I think he was the greatest, but if you don't agree with me, he's definitely one of the greatest men in the 19th century. For me, it's a no-brainer. I've got him in my confessional. I've got him in my teaching room. If I were not an oblate, I'd probably be one of his sons. His name is, of course, John Bosco, right? Any Salesian schools in the Philippines? Of course. Any Salesian schools in Vietnam? Of course. Any Salesian schools in Mexico? All over the place. Any Salesian schools in the United States? You ever hear of St. Dominic Savio in Bellflower? They're all over the place. I think it's the third biggest congregation in the world. I think the Jesuits won, Franciscans won, Jesuits two, Salesians three. Do you know that John Bosco was brought out in a single parent family? Do you know that? He lost his father at 3 years old. He's brought up in dirt poverty. He couldn't eat sometimes. He was so poor. He was so poor he couldn't even go to school. You might say, well, how did he learn how to read? He had an uncle that taught him how to read. And then, after his uncle taught him to read, he was a voracious reader. He'd read and read and read and read because he loved to read. And he had a photographic memory. How about that? Not bad. So what he read, he memorized. When he was in school, when he was in church, when he listened to the homily of the priest, he could repeat the homily verbatim. Know what that means? Verbatim? Word for word. He went on to become, talking with Father Larry about this, the most talented saint in the Catholic Church. Okay, you might say John Paul II and St. Alphonsus. No, I think John Bosco went beyond them in talents of... He did everything. We have an expression in American English, everything he touched turned to gold. He was a cobbler. He was doing tailor. He would have won 3 gold medals in the Olympic Games. I mean, this guy was a natural athlete. He was gifted with languages. He was one of the greatest writers in the Italian language. He was a founder. He was a builder. You ever been to Rome? The Church of the Sacred Heart? Ever been to Turin? Our Lady Help of Christians? That's John Bosco. He was brought up without a father. How could that happen? His mother was a great saint, Mama Margherita. And also, he corresponded to grace. So, single parent families can form saints. You gotta believe it. You gotta believe it. Now, this I think is undeniable. Who is the greatest woman in the 20th century? Of course, no brainer, right? Mother Teresa obviously was the greatest woman in the 20th century. She's been in the Time magazine and just an incredible woman. Non-believers admired her. Malcolm Muggeridge, who was one of the greatest writers in England, was converted by Mother Teresa. Then he wrote something wonderful for God. Then in the Western world, Mother Teresa was understood. Before Malcolm Muggeridge, the Western world did not understand her. No, but with Malcolm Muggeridge's conversion and a great writer, he became popular in the Europe as well as the United States. Okay, who is the greatest man in the 20th century? Don't say Clinton, okay? Don't say that. You do? You're going to get it from me. John Paul II. Of course, John Paul II. How many years did it take Juan Diego to get canonized? About 450. How about Jeanne d'Arc, my mom's patron saint? Hey, about 500 to 600 years, right? How long did it take John Paul II to get canonized? A little bit of math. Okay, he died in 2005, was canonized 2013. 8 years. Not bad, huh? That was one of the quickest canonizations in the history of the church. John Paul II, when he was 9 years old, was brought up with a single parent. When he was 9 years old. His mother died. His brother died. His sister died. So he only had his father to bring him up. But if you read his life by George Weigel, Witness to Hope, his father maybe one day will become a saint. Because you know what his father did after his wife died, he was already a retired soldier, he dedicated his whole life to his son. Whole life. Whole life. Read it if you don't believe me. They shared the same bedroom. They prayed together. He would go off to school and his father was constantly in prayer. He'd get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and guess what he saw? His father kneeling down in the moonlight, saying his prayers at 3 o'clock in the morning. They would have meals together, they would talk about philosophy and theology and literary topics, because his father was an intelligent man also. His father would go and watch him play soccer, and Lolek, which was his nickname, was a great soccer player. And when he was 20 years old, his father died. So he was an orphan of everyone, all of his relatives at 20. But because of the formation of his father, he decided to become a father. But not a biological father, but a spiritual father. And he became a father to millions of people. For 1978, 2005, how many years? Any math majors here? 27 years. One of the longest pontificates in the Catholic Church. I think the third longest pontificate in the Catholic Church, by a man that was basically an orphan when he was a child. So all those who are being brought up and raised by a single parent, and there are many, some here present, can raise children to become great saints. But under one condition, that single mother has to become a saint also. The way it's going to work. If we're brought up and raised by saintly people, that influences us. So pray over that. This is a huge category of people that the church has to start to address more seriously. I think that there should be a group in the parish for single parents. That should be a new parish group that should be set up, I think, as soon as possible. To set up for them, what? A support system which they can live that life. And if a single woman, especially an immigrant that maybe doesn't know the language well, like the Mexicans, okay? If they do not have a support system, a strong spiritual life, the first macho guy that comes and says, "Hey, chulita, hey, chula, vamos, huh? Chula," you know what that means in the Mexican Spanish? Chulita, huh? Hey, baby, that's the way you say it in English, okay? Hey, baby, no? Vamos a tomar un café, no? She's going to fall into the trap of this guy. But if she has a solid spiritual life, she can live without a man. She can. She can. She can live without a man. But if she doesn't have a solid spiritual life, the first guy, she's going to fall right into his trap and start to live with this guy and be a slave with this guy until it falls apart. Then the next guy is going to come along and do the same thing. I see it happening so many times because that woman has a very weak spiritual life. And it's this. If you don't cling to Jesus and Mary, you're going to be clinging to a false support system. You're going to be clinging to idols. So in honor of this great saint, Saint Jerome Miliani and Saint John Bosco and Mother Teresa, who helped out people that were abandoned. They are marginalized. Let's pray, especially for this group of people, single parents, single mothers, or single fathers, that they will not throw in the towel and just give in to insecurity and weakness, but that they would find that their rock foundation is Jesus and Mary. Amen.